To the character prologues for Tyrant of the Dark Star. I'm Aubrey, your GM, and I'm going to just turn it over to my player for this week to introduce themselves. Tell us who you are and the name of the character you're playing. We can figure out everything else as we go along.
Hi, I'm Tick. I'm the only one here. I use he, she, they pronouns, and today I will be playing Niall, and I will not be elaborating on shit.
Yet. We'll figure it out later.
Yeah.
So, it has been almost 100 years since the Tyrant appeared and forced Noxlight into eternal darkness. We see that same prison from before. Cold Iron Prison, that same cell. There are three figures in that cell. Someone else is brought in, bag over their head, and shoved in the cell. And then there were four. But let's figure out how this very new person got here. And we will jump back to several days ago. It is peak. It's peak hours for the Traveler's Rest in the middle of the Darklight Bazaar. Darklight Bazaar is one of the most just packed districts in the city. It is where everybody comes to blow off some steam, to buy their necessities. And the Traveler's Rest is an inn sort of nestled between all of this. It's a place to lay your head if you need to, or to get a bite to eat. And speaking of a bite to eat, Niall, what are you doing here?
Well, I am working my regular 9-to-5 job as one of the cooks of this decent establishment. Fine would be a bit of a stretch, but I'd say I'm quite a good cook. So I am currently making the meal of the hour. Is it lunchtime? Is it dinner time?
It is lunchtime at this point.
Okay. What's on the menu today?
You're probably making a stew of some kind. Here you mostly make things that you can make in large batches, stews, soups, things like that. It's hearty meals, especially as it's going into the autumn season. And the Malakad is never a warm city, but this is the time of year where it just gets colder and rainier. So people appreciate some soup and some bread. Anything fancier than that is not something you're gonna get at the Traveler's Rest.
Some good soup with whatever seasonings that we can afford. Bring out the natural flavors of whatever vegetables that we have, because a lot of them are quite hard to come by, but a lot of them have excellent flavors together. The bread, make it as nice and soft as possible with the ingredients we have. Probably not going to make it too soft, but at least dippable in the soup. A nice big batch to definitely work on.
Yeah, and as you're working, you see Conviction, the tiefling, elf tiefling, who is your boss, They have this sort of like blue skin and sort of messy green hair as they come in from the bar area. They're carrying a couple of just dirty plates where they set down near the wash bucket. And you know, they look over at you and smile and they just say, "You're doing great. Just keep it up. We're almost done with peak." And you know, before they grab a couple more plates full of food and head on out there. And just to see how things have gone, give me a crafting roll.
Oh, don't make me roll, Lover. You know how this is gonna go. Let's see, let me get my dice. Let me regret my life choices.
It's not going to be an incredibly high DC. You're not making anything complex.
No, I'm going to take my Nuna's advice. She told me if I kiss the dice, it'll be okay. Mwah.
Take the advice.
Jesus Christ, she was right. that's a 24.
24, yeah. This may be some of your your best work this week. You know, you had a chance to get good fresh ingredients, which really helps, and you're even able to make a bit of a bone broth for this.
Ooh, yeah, excellent ingredients make an excellent soup.
Yeah. And as you're working, do you hey, tell us a little bit about Nile. Who do we see laboring over the stove?
So you see a surprisingly tall human question mark? Like, they look pretty humanoid. Their hair seems to have lost all of its color from something, and they have blackened nails. They seem to have bandages on like one side of their face, around their neck, kind of all over their body in different spots sporadically. They look pretty tired, and he honestly is just focusing very hard on the soup. There might be other people in the kitchen, but they are not a priority. The priority is the soup. People second, soup first. Actually, people third, bread second, soup first. That's a hierarchy of needs for this area. But pretty tall, kind of lanky, and it definitely looks like they look like they're simultaneously malnourished and doing their best at the same time. Like the energy of a 9-to-5 Starbucks worker that has not had a good day. I'm sorry, Aubrey, for
climbing. How dare you?
I'm sorry. Yeah, they look a little spindly, but they look human enough, you know. Human adjacent.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you do see this. You see Conviction come back, bring more dishes, take more soup, and the rest of the peak continues without too much of a problem. You leave what remains of the soup to simmer and stay warm for some people come in for like a dinner meal, but not as often. It's usually just locals at that point. Anybody else is heading home. And at one point, Conviction will pop his head in and just say, "Hey, can I get you to watch the bar for a minute? I gotta go run and change sheets in a couple of the rooms."
They get a very stern thumbs up, and I will start tending to the bar. The soup's good. I'll give it a wipe down because Oliver needs one.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, of course. And at this point, there are only a small handful of people. There is a guy with a cowboy hat at the one end of the bar. There are a couple other people just sort of milling about. And, at one point, said guy with the cowboy hat kind of just sort of like gets your attention for a drink refill.
Mm-hmm. What will it be?
Just topper up. It's just whiskey.
They'll nod and they'll give you a nice topper up of the drink and just kind of slide it over. And just look at him and just be like, "Nice hat."
Thanks. I won it in a game of cards.
Huh? You play?
I've been known to dabble, here and there. I travel around, collect stories, whatever I feel like. hat was a nice thing to add to my collection.
You should talk to the boss. He really likes stories.
Yeah, I was having a nice conversation with the tiefling. Definitely seemed to enjoy his stories. Kind of worked out a bit of a deal. You know, I keep telling him stories. He keeps my glass full. It's worked out pretty well so far.
I see. Well, enjoy your drink, Emily. A little awkwardly, like, yeah, you're talking to me too much. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go back to cleaning.
Yeah, and I have been required by Aki to tell you more about what Whiskey Jack looks like. He very much looks like if you put Pedro Pascal from The Last of Us in a cowboy hat. Conviction will be working on the rooms for probably about 20, 30 minutes. You serve a couple other people who come in. They all seem to be regulars from around there. At some point during those 30 minutes, Whiskey gets up, leaves a couple of coins on the counter as a tip to the barman, and then, leaves out into the hustle and bustle in the of the afternoon.
I did do the barman stuff briefly, but I'm not gonna take that guy's tip. That's just mean. Where is the barman?
Yeah, Conviction comes back after about 30 minutes. They're current, like, they run the bar usually during the day because it lets them collect the best stories.
True. I have a quick question. Is it any of the regulars' birthdays?
None that you remember.
Okay.
Yeah, no one, it seems so. if it is, they don't say anything about it. And one thing you know about the Traveler's Rest is that Conviction is, they do business, but also if you're desperately in need of a hot meal and a place to stay, all that Conviction asks from you is a story. It's sometimes kind of a wonder that this place can stay open.
He pays me a living wage, right?
He does.
Good.
He seems to have quite a bit of money, and you're not sure how.
I'm not gonna ask. That's not my business. I'm looking away.
Just, I don't see anything.
Yeah, when he gets back, I'll just slide the bronze coins over to him when I'm done serving some people.
Yeah, and they're actually silver coins.
Oh. Yeah, the weird guy in the cowboy hat left these for you.
Oh, yes. I wish he had stayed. He was... Man has so many interesting stories. I certainly hope that we will see him again. And they just said, yeah, you can go back, continue working. If you have time, there's a couple of things you can do back there. If you want to prep anything for tomorrow, or, I think that, there are a couple of, there's a performance by Circus Sunset tonight, so we might want to prepare the casks, so the person who comes in after you will be able to, they don't have to worry about that once we get flooded with people after the show is done.
Oh yeah, I'll do some cleaning. I'll get the soup on the side in case anyone comes in hungry. I'll get the casks ready and just do a little sweep down before I go. Sound like a plan?
That sounds great to me. As always, you're fantastic and I'm lucky to have you.
I'm lucky to have you as a boss. Thank you. And I'm going to go back into my kitchen alone, which is the perfect space to be, and I'm going to do all the cleaning and all the stuff.
Yeah. As you're working and doing this, you just kind of hear this voice in the back of your head going,
I'm hungry.
And I'm going to think back, can you wait like 2 hours?
I guess, but There's so many good people here today. Can we not have just another gangly mugger? So bristly.
I'll see what I can do tonight. We do kind of have to keep this job, though, and if you eat the clientele, we're going to lose that job.
We won't eat that many of the clientele.
I think if the boss catches us eating the clientele in any form, we are going to lose our job.
I won't tell him if you don't tell him.
Well, you know, there are a couple of them that are kind of jerks. I'll consider it. Let me finish cleaning first.
I mean, you know there won't be any evidence left.
I know. I fear the day we get caught. But, you know, when it's late, we'll find someone who has got more meat on their bones that is morally questionable for you. And we'll do that then. Why don't you have some nice vegetable soup?
You just, if this voice could just give you a deadpan look into the camera like The Office, they would be.
Oh, like you're doing right now into the camera?
Yes.
It's got meat broth.
No actual meat.
We'll dig around for something tonight, dear.
I'm holding you to that.
You always do, I know. I'm going to keep cleaning while trying to keep my head level about being like, I guess we're gonna kill someone tonight.
It's fine.
Oh, it's not fine, and you know it. One of these days, I'm gonna get arrested or something.
Don't worry about it. Eventually, you get to the end of your shift, and you kind of just stay in the back of the house. You know, don't interact with anybody, and. When you get ready to leave, as is, you know, tradition at the end of the day, you're handed a small sack of coins, and your conviction gives you a smile and said, since it was just us today, toss in a little extra.
Oh, thank you very much.
You treat yourself something nice.
Thank you. And I'm going to think about all this, like, all not the spices, but all the cool food I can buy with this money. Maybe a cookbook. Ooh. And get some more recipes.
Yeah, you certainly could. You have mechanically what is amounts to between silver and copper about a gold.
Ooh, I'll write that down.
From your payment today, pretty good for a day, because usually where you live is kind of the room you rent currently probably runs you about a silver a week.
Oh yeah, that's very good. I can cover rent for like months now. That's nice, not including food and stuff.
That's very true. You'll probably be good for a little bit, and you know, have a little extra money. Certainly helps that people seem to be a little generous today.
Maybe I can even get a bed frame.
No, let's not go that far.
You're right, I'm being a bit too ambitious with that.
It's just a little too ambitious. Bed frame, that's expensive.
Yeah, I'll keep putting money away for the bed frame.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll be able to get a simple one day, you know? Bit feisty of me to think that far.
Well, it's just all the guys I dated in college with a bed on the floor.
Not my fault, I can't afford it. But I will take my money and I will definitely leave.
Yeah, you head out into the Darklight Bazaar. Off in the distance, you hear the sound of the circus, the sort of cacophony of yelling and music and people heading towards that. You hear this gnome who you're relatively sure is the ringleader, Just say, Circus Sunset, an experience you will never forget. Just a copper.
Oh, that's too many people for me. I'm out. It seems cool, but oh god, that's loud. It's bright, there's people here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Does the voice in my back of the head want to go into the circus?
No, it does. It seems like maybe at this point you and Schism are on the same page.
Yeah, circus not very good. Little loud, you know.
Can't eat anyone at the circus.
True! You can't eat people at the circus, usually. So, yeah, I guess it'll be kind of like a trek home, and maybe keeping an eye out for trouble, you know, any muggers in the area, any people that are cringe, you know? Like a tax collector or two, you know?
Give me a... let's do a perception check to sort of keep an eye out as you're walking home. And I guess the big question is, do you live in the same district that you work, or do you live somewhere else?
Can I afford to live in the same district that I work?
It would be more expensive. You probably live in Salvation Row across the bridge.
Yeah. A bit of a cheaper place.
No, it's on the same side of the bridge. Dark Lake Bazaar is on the same side of the bridge as Salvation Row. So yeah, you know, you head a district or so over. And Salvation Row is a pretty good place to find not very good people. Salvation Row over by the river kind of is sandwiched in between two of the bridges. And you don't know what about the district. It's always darker. There's always incredibly dark alleys, and because of its sort of, it seems to be like lower and closer to the water than most of the other districts, especially in the mornings and the evening, there's quite a bit of fog that rolls in.
Mm-hmm. It's perfect for the perfect crime.
Yeah.
I did roll a 9. I'm looking for criminals, tax collectors, or like iPad kids.
just iPad kids.
You know what I'm talking about with that one statement.
Still Cosmo?
Cosmo's a cat. Cosmo's not an iPad kid.
Cosmo is totally an iPad kid.
Cosmo's not here. Cosmo's too powerful.
It's fair. You are, you know, heading between these alleys trying to find someone, and you hear this. You hear the sound of someone getting punched, you know, this sort of meaty sound of flesh connecting with flesh. And then you hear a gruff voice say, "Just empty out your pockets, and we let you go on your way."
Ooh, I poke my head around the corner to see what's going on.
And you see this... There is a very gruff-looking person with, you know, we'll give this man an eye patch, and, you know, he's got the, you know, messy hair and a beard, and you know, it's got a knife, and he doesn't look great. And he is standing over this other person who we'll say looks better. They look like they have some money at least. And you know, the taller, meaner looking one says, "Come on, hurry up." And what do you do?
First, I want to ask the in the back of my head, like, is that meaty enough for you?
Yes, he looks like he works out.
He looks like he eats protein powder.
It looks like he at least eats a meal every day.
he looks like he might even eat two meals every day from robbing people. And I guess I'm gonna keep like a solid distance, but I am gonna like kind of sort of step out and be like, hi, nice to meet you. Can you stop mugging that guy, please?
And the big gruff man turns around and looks at you and just goes, oh, you fucking got a friend.
Looks oh, I don't the... I don't know that guy actually at all.
So why are you sticking up for him?
I don't want to answer that question. Can you just, like, leave? Are you going to leave? Or are we going to have to, like...
He just goes, he, like, has this dagger, and he kind of, like, plays with the tip a little bit, and just goes, well, you know, just... deal with you both, empty your pockets, and maybe it's my lucky night. And starts walking towards you, and we're gonna roll initiative real quick.
Wait, is it a free action to ask the guy on the floor and just be like, are you a snitch?
He just goes, I don't know what you're talking about.
If I save your life, are you a snitch?
He's been shit rocked a little bit. He's not sure what's going on, and what like why are you asking him if he's a snitch? He's not sure. You're not being specific enough.
Maybe witnesses. All right, let's roll initiative. I guess.
And Schism in the back of your head is just like,
I get to eat two people.
We might allow one witness. Okay, that guy's innocent. All right, hold on. My initiative is perception, right?
Yep.
Let's just roll this with a physical dice, because I don't care. Molto bene, Sisi. Sisi! That's a natural! I just have to talk to an Italian for a total of 24! I got a lot more Italian. This is my dice are real good.
Apparently, yeah. You with your nat 20 are definitely going first.
So, perfect. So these two people kind of, see this person, like, Niall just kind of, like, scratch a little bit at the bandage on their face and peel it away a little bit to reveal a large toothed mouth exactly where their eye should be. And it opens and opens as, like, sort of brittle material starts coming out and needles shoot at this person, aiming directly for the head and the throat. And I'm gonna roll a ranged attack roll. CC?
You go for it.
Pepe?
Sure.
Well, I didn't roll good that time. This is like the end of the prologue. Should I use a hero point?
That is up to you. You have a hero point to spend.
Do I get to know if I hit before I use a hero point?
What did you roll?
I got a total of 13.
The 13 would hit.
Okay. I'm gonna roll the damage from needle darts then. I'm not gonna use a hero point. And that is going to be an amount of damage. Let me roll some d4s. Okay. Okay. That is 6 points of damage.
6 points of damage. Okay. He would still be standing.
Okay. And for my third action, you're gonna have to help me with this a little bit. I'm gonna cast shield because I want to not get killed by this guy with a knife.
Yeah.
So like this sort of like that mouth that opened, this sort of gelatinousy substance kind of starts to appear and form around Niall's front, like as kind of a shield to block oncoming attacks. So this counts as using shield block, and that
yes.
is my turn.
Yeah, it is like a reaction on your turn to like. Block and it increases your AC and all of that. So yeah, it is his turn and he just looks at you and just goes, what the fuck are you? And like rushes towards you with this knife.
Okay. So what does shield block do per se?
Well, I think you're fine because he only rolled a 10.
That doesn't hit me, thank God.
Yeah, and is spending his first action to run up to you, second action to try and stab at you, and then third action just is going to try and do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Because, holy fuck, what is going on?
He's not having a good day.
Oh, but this time he is really sure of it. He rolls a natural 20.
Jesus!
No! 23. So I'm not going to roll a crit card for this. But as you say, to do your shield block, that is a reaction. Yes. And I believe that you will reduce the damage by the amount of the hardness of the shield.
Okay, so it is hardness 5.
So you will reduce the damage by 5.
Okay.
So he rolled 14, so you're only going to take 9 damage.
That's still a lot of my health. I don't have a lot of that.
That's true, okay. But yeah, that is his turn. You watch as the possibly noble person starts screaming and gets up and runs away.
Okay. I do not like the fact that this guy has stabbed me.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm going to... Oh, shit, hold on. Let me actually try something. Let me check this spell really quickly. I have not done a lot of spells. So I'm actually going to use 3 actions because this guy has started running. How far away is he?
He's only like, he is within 30 feet.
Okay. No witnesses. 3 action concordant choir. No witnesses. I feel so bad, but no fucking witnesses. So you're both going to have to make me 4 to 2 saves. Both of these people.
Yep. So the thief in front of you rolls another natural 20 for a 25.
At least it's half damage still.
That's a crit success. So he takes no damage.
No!
But on the other hand, the noble rolled a natural 1.
God. So let me see what happens on... Does anything happen on a crit fail? No, it doesn't say it says anything specifically on a crit fail.
You double the damage.
Yeah, it doesn't do a lot of damage, but okay. Why is this fucking thief's... Anyway, that's 12 points of damage.
Yeah, you watch as the noble's head explodes.
Yeah, just these tendrils kind of start coming out of different areas underneath the bandage and start to sing in like a high... You know, like dog whistle sounds that will blow your brains out? It's dog whistle sounds that will blow your brains out. And like that guy blows up and it's just like, okay, that's one. Okay, and I'll just say out loud, like, okay, you get 2 today. Just so frustrating.
Yeah,
that is technically 3 actions.
3 actions, and, so this rebel has seen you just do this, there's tentacles everywhere, and he's gonna shrimp free action, he's gonna drop the knife, and he's just gonna be like, I don't fucking wanna die here today, and he's just gonna, like, would spend all of his 3 actions running away. So he gets 60 feet.
Okay, let me check something really quickly.
You don't have attack of opportunity, if you're wondering.
No, but I have needle darts, which is a range of 60 feet. And I feel like considering that, like, I am sharing a body with Schism, who really wants 2 bodies, I feel like this is probably a Schism action to needle dart this guy from the behind.
Yeah. No, I mean,
that's a fair assumption.
He is within 60 feet, so yeah, he's only... Like,
Niall just being like, we can let one person go, and then the needles just shoot out of their eyes, and just like, Schism! So let me make a ranged attack, I guess. I'm not used to hero point yet, which is very spicy of me. I don't need to, that's like a 21.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Perfect. And needle dose is 2 actions, it is 3d4, so I'm just gonna re-roll this. That is 8 points of damage.
Yeah, as you do that, you hit him in the back with all of these needle darts, and he collapses on the ground, unconscious and probably bleeding out very quickly.
Okay, let's move these bodies quick. There was a lot of noise.
And you can also hear off in the distance, like, people already being like, what was that? And then you hear a voice, someone says, go get the guards.
I'm gonna think in the back of my head, like, I think we should run, like, right now.
Muskism is like,
there's food right there, and I'm so hungry.
We're about to become food in 3 seconds, and I'm like, I'm leaving.
Okay.
Just like a tentacle goes out and like grabs a piece of brain.
Yeah, you can
and
take a piece while we're running.
And pulls it in, and you know, you start running. Give me so how would you like to do this? Are you just trying to outrun what is going to happen, or are you going to try and lose them, like, stealthily?
I don't think I can outrun them. I want to just not be involved with the, like, shit that's gonna happen. Because I was like, I just killed two people, kind of a necessity at this point. One of them technically wasn't my fault, because I was like, okay, we can let this guy go. It's not, like, needed. And the alien just shot them to death. So I'm just going to try to lose these people, actually.
Okay, give me a society roll.
I'm actually kind of good at that. Society. Me, this is going to be an innocent prologue, me after killing two people. Wait, hold on. That's actually not a good roll, which is great for you. But I do have a hero point. I want to get the fuck away, so I'm going to use it.
Okay.
CC? Molto bene, CC! That is a 23.
Yeah, so you are running, you think you know where to go, you've been around here long enough, you kind of know some of the back streets, and then you are running through this alley, you're cutting through this alley, you're pretty sure this is a shortcut to get back to your home. And then you run straight on into this large, just brick wall of a man.
I'm going to take a couple steps back and be like, hi.
And you look up, you see this human half-orc with this gray skin and bloodlust in his eyes. And he looks at you and just goes, where are you going?
That way. And I'm gonna start backing away.
And you notice on the like his lapel is the pin of the holy blood, and in one of his hands is this sort of very grisly looking axe.
Are you going to kill me now?
Oh no. You're more interesting to us alive.
I still don't like that.
And he is going to take a swing.
I don't have a lot of health, so yeah, he's like.
Yeah, he is gonna roll a 22 to hit.
Yeah, I don't have good AC. It's so weird not having AC like a brick wall. I'm like, oh, I'm squishy.
And you're going to take 11 bludgeoning damage as he hits you with this the butt of his weapon.
Oh my god, I'm still standing, Aubrey.
Are you?
Yeah, I have 6 HP left.
Okay. And then he is just gonna do it again.
Yeah, that's fair.
And he rolled the natural 20.
Yeah, no, I'm gone.
Yep, I'm not even gonna roll for damage. You are. It is just one hit. Crack. You're seeing stars, and he just follows up with a second hit. And you hear him say to somebody on the other side of the alley, just being like, just take samples and then dump them in cold iron.
No! And that's how I ended up in jail. For murder. Oh, that's not good, Aubrey.
Yep. You are actual murderer, Niall.
I didn't actually expect to murder people in this prologue, but then, you know, my little boyfriend wanted this little snack.
Schism boyfriend confirmed.
Yeah! I am losing my mind at the fact that I was like, this is gonna be the most innocent one, and then you hit me with that commit cannibalism. I'm like, okay, sure. For you, babe.
So yeah, since you're here this time, would you like to take us out?
Yes, thank you very much, everyone, for listening to one of our wonderful prologues of Goblets and Gaze. If you like what we do here, feel free to follow us at Goblets and Gaze on Twitter, X, I guess, Blue Sky, Instagram. All of our links are on our link tree, so check it out. Give us some good reviews. Remember, stay safe. Don't commit cannibalism is all I got right now. I'll make it something better.
Oh.